Hi there, this is Moira. Welcome to my Little Ted Said podcast. There's a new story every Saturday, so subscribe and you won't miss them. And if you can leave a rating or a review, that would be fantastic. Bye for now. Little Ted was going on an outing with his mummy and daddy. "Where are we going?" he asked his mummy. "Ah, I can't tell you," said his mummy. "It's a secret." "Where are we going?" he asked his daddy. "I can't tell you," said his daddy. "It's a secret." Little Ted felt excited and frustrated at the same time. Where were they going? Why wouldn't they tell him? He wanted to know now. "Are we walking there?" little Ted said. "No," his mummy replied. "Are we going in the car?" little Ted said. "No," his daddy replied. "Well, how are we going to get there?" little Ted said. "Do you think we should tell him?" his mummy asked as she looked at his daddy.
"Yes, yes, please tell me,"
little Ted said, jumping up and down. "All right then, little Ted. We are going to the adventure playground in the park. But we're not going to walk or go by car. We are going to cycle."
"Oh,
but I don't know how to cycle," little Ted said sadly. "I'm too small." "That's okay, little Ted," said his mummy. "Daddy has a special bike for you that fits behind his bicycle so you can get pulled along."
"Although I would prefer if you tried to do some of the pedalling too," said his daddy.
"But first you need to put on this cycle helmet to keep you safe and this yellow waistcoat so everybody can see you." Little Ted tried on the cycle helmet. It was quite comfortable to wear, but when he looked in the mirror, it made his head look really funny. Then he put on the yellow waistcoat, which he thought made him look a bit like the Lollipop Man. "Are you ready to see the bike, little Ted?" asked his daddy. "My friend at work has a girl who's a bit older than you. She doesn't need it anymore, and they said we can use it until it's time for you to get your own bike." Little Ted was feeling very excited and followed his daddy out of the house. His mummy was already outside, holding a small bicycle, which was attached to his daddy's larger bike, by a big pole. "Right, little Ted, do you want to sit on the bike and we can adjust the seat to make sure your feet touch the ground?" said his mummy. "I'll hold on to keep everyone safe until we're all organised." Little Ted and his daddy fiddled with the seat so it was just the right height for little Ted, and then he practiced sitting on it while holding onto the handlebars for balance. When everybody was happy, and with a little help from his mummy, he set off. They rode in convoy, with his daddy at the front, mummy on her own bike at the back, and little Ted sandwiched in between them. Luckily, the entrance to the park wasn't too far away, and once they were on the cycle path through the park, little Ted began to enjoy himself. "Whee!" little Ted said as they sped along. "Whee! I'm going much faster than when we're walking." "You're doing really well, little Ted," said his mummy. "We'll soon be there."
"Excellent," puffed his daddy. "Don't forget to pedal, little Ted. It feels like I'm doing all the work."
Very soon, little Ted could see the railings of the adventure playground, which had a special rack for bicycles to stop them falling over. They parked the bikes neatly and took off their helmets.
"Phew," said his daddy, I think I need an ice cream before we go into the playground. Anyone want to join me?
Me, me, little Ted said.
And me, his mummy said.
Great. Let's have some ice cream to boost our energy, and then we can try to master the climbing frame.
The end.